Right now, the biggest free trade agreement since the World Trade Organization was created back in 1995 is being negotiated behind closed doors. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Even members of Congress don't really know many details about it. Its contents have been kept secret while under negotiation. What we do know is that the TPP is intended to set trade regulations and make it easier for member countries to do business with one another. Here in the Bay Area, it could have a massive impact. Industries like technology, pharmaceuticals, dairy, and wine production, they could all face big changes in how they do things because of new international rules. So how will the Trans-Pacific Partnership affect us locally? KALW's Mary Reese went out in search of some possible answers.
Trade representatives from 12 countries have been discussing the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, for 4 years. They're talking about removing tariffs, protecting the environment, and stopping the piracy of copyrighted material, all in the name of freer international trade. Good stuff, if it all pans out. We don't know a lot about what's in this agreement or what will be in its final form. It's a secret. Based on what's been leaked, here's what we think we know about a couple of key components that will affect Californians: cows and computers. Let's start with cows. For the state's dairy farmers, if this new deal works anything like the North American Free Trade Agreement did, it could be bad news. Lynn McBride with the California Farmers Union represents about 200 dairy farmers.
We realized that imported agricultural products were going to come to the United States that didn't meet our health, safety, environmental, and labor standards. And we thought that would put our farmers and ranchers here in the United States at a significant disadvantage.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership will cover countries ranging from Chile to Thailand. When labor laws and standards of living vary so much among them, McBride says it's bound to be problematic.
The difference in what's being paid to a farm worker in Mexico is significantly different than here in the United States and certainly in California.
According to a UC Davis report, farm workers in the U.S. earn about 8 times more than a farm worker in rural Mexico. Lower pay means that milk from abroad costs less than U.S.-made milk products, which can hurt U.S. dairy farmers' sales. And the lack of regulations on water and air pollution in some countries also brings down the cost and quality of imported products. Then, there's the country of origin labels. The National Farmers Union fought for 10 years to get them signed into law in 2007.
Check your label when you see it on products in the grocery store.
Some Canadian and U.S. meat processors have argued that the mandatory labeling increases their costs. It's up to $100 more per cow from Canada because they need to segregate the meat products. And that drives up the price for potential U.S. consumers. So Canada is suing through the World Trade Organization, hoping to force the United States to abandon country of origin labeling. So this is another concern with the TPP. Will it allow other countries to contest and sometimes change laws that were passed democratically here? Okay, now let's turn to computers. Myra Sutton of the Electronic Frontier Foundation says the most troubling part, found in a version of the TPP leaked late last year, involves digital rights management, a form of copyright protection.
And digital rights management, DRM, has been on phones and software and computers, ebooks, and they're there to lock up content, in theory, to prevent that content from being uploaded to the internet and being copied and shared illegally.
One problem is that digital rights management could prevent you, the consumer, from using your software on more than one device.
So, you know, you might have a software that you bought for editing your photos, and that software might come with DRM, and that DRM might prevent you from being able to move that software that you bought fairly and moving it to a new computer or a new device that you have.
Currently in the U.S., we get around this with exceptions granted by the Library of Congress. For example, an exception a few years ago made it legal for cell phone owners to break the DRM and change carriers. The trouble is, those exceptions have to be renewed every 3 years, and sometimes renewal is denied. Sutton worries that if this very restrictive DRM language becomes part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, then it will become even harder for the tech industry in the United States to get exceptions.
That really ties the hands of U.S. lawmakers from being able to pass copyright law and digital policy that really impacts and supports the interests of users and tech companies and everybody, really.
Okay, those are some of the potential problems. Here are some of the possible positives. Again, we're speculating on what the TPP might include. Trade deals can make it easier to sell products abroad by removing foreign tariffs. And they can be used to standardize child labor bans or water and air protection. Here's Murray Hebert from the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The trade agreements, for the most part, are good. And beyond just the trade side of things, they do boost ties and relationships at levels that we haven't even anticipated.
As a Southeast Asia specialist, Hebert's seen the positive effects of trade deals in places like Vietnam, where a shift to exports improved rural life.
You started to see textile garment companies come in, tennis shoe companies, Nike, and you'd see people come in and work in factories. And, around the factories, you would start seeing people building new houses, buying motorbikes. And so you would see people yanking themselves out of poverty rather quickly.
Now, the challenge will be getting so many countries to agree on a deal that extends over so many areas, from agriculture to pharmaceuticals to the environment and intellectual property. Ultimately, all will have to agree on the final version. And although the secrecy of this process is troubling to some, people like Murray Hebert say secrecy has a purpose. He thinks it's sort of like a football game.
Maybe football has the most complicated playbooks, but everybody has sort of their bottom line. But if everybody knew what the bottom line was for the other guy, there'd be almost no room for compromise.
Just last week, during talks in Singapore, the 12 member countries could not reach an agreement on agricultural tariffs. Once a final version is hammered out, there will be even more voices chiming in, from legislators to corporations to nonprofits, all of whom are part of the team but haven't been invited to the game yet. In San Francisco, I'm Mary Reese for Cross Currents.